Welcome back, Sports Club fans. We start week our 32 for 32, where we go down and break down every team's 2013 schedule and just kind of explain how we think they're going to do and just give you our opinions. Today, we are going to start week two off with the Cincinnati Bengals. Jeremy, what do you think are some of the key losses and additions for the Bengals this year?
Well, I mean, as far as the big time players that we're actually going to know about, I mean, subtractions, they lost a pretty good tackle in, Pat Sims. He went to the Raiders. Manny Lawson, he was a pretty solid linebacker, maybe not a big impact player, but he went to the, but to me, they added depth at the quarterback position and a possible option with, John Skelton, who I thought should have been the longtime Arizona starter. Yeah. And the addition of James Harrison may change this defense for the better.
I agree with you. I don't think you, outside of Skelton, which is, you know, a so-so free agent pickup, and James Harrison, Bengals really did a great job of signing all their in-house guys that were free agents this year. You looked at,
They kept all their main roster, their main starters were locked up. None of them left, really. And, as far as free agency, besides a little bit of a splash with the two, and they pretty much stayed pat the rest of the division trying to catch up.
Yeah, absolutely. And then taking James Harrison away from the Pittsburgh Steelers, in my opinion, was a big move. And like I said, they really stayed in house and they did a really good job of re-signing all their big defensive free agents. And I think that went a long way for their 2013 team this year. Continuity is a big thing if you want to make it to the playoffs 2 years in a row.
Oh, absolutely. And the main keys for them this year is, they have the core of the young talented players that have just got to try to make that next step. And it's not going to be the superstardom, just they got to, you know, the cohesive unitness and the consistency. And they've got to stop this streak of 22 straight years without a playoff win.
Oh, that is atrocious. That is just, that's gut wrenching for the fans. I feel bad for them.
I mean, that's a really bad number. There are a lot of teams that have won Super Bowls in that time period.
If you look at the schedule for the Cincinnati Bengals, they have three primetime games. They have a Monday night game, second week of the season, 8:30 start against Pittsburgh. That's going to be a terrific game. This division is going to be super competitive this year. They have they have a Thursday night game in Miami, week 9, and then they have a game in Pittsburgh, week 15, 8:30 start again on a Sunday night.
Wow, so thanks to Pittsburgh and them being, you know, pretty good rivals, they can actually pick up two big games.
Yeah. What do you see? I think the most important thing for this Bengals team is the progression of Andy Dalton. Where do you see him going this year after only 2 years in the league? 9-7, 10-6 his first 2 years. It seems like he's getting one game better every year.
Well, and he is only one of six quarterbacks in the Super Bowl era to lead his team to the playoffs in each of his first two seasons. Even though they snuck in, it still counts against, you know, for his stats and everything. But yeah, his consistency is the big key, because as far as in the last five seasons, obviously he's only played two, but their total offense in 2007 was 10. Mm-hmm. Ever since then, they've been 20th or worse for five straight seasons, and that's had a lot to do with the inconsistency in the passing game. I mean, they have offensive coordinator Jay Gruden, and anybody named Gruden can run an offense, but it's going to be complicated. Maybe it's above Dalton's head. We'll have to see.
Yeah, I think the big thing this year is going to be, can the offensive line protect Dalton? In 2011, Dalton only got sacked 24 times. In 2012, last year, he got sacked 46 times.
Right.
You don't see your sack total almost double without there being some type of letdown between the communication between the offensive line and the quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, when such a stat happened to Matt Ryan, he went ahead and bulked up during the offseason to make sure he could take those kind of hits, even though they've improved.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to see if Dalton's a little gun-shy now, kind of the way Phillip Rivers is in San Diego. He's been hit so many times that, you know, you kind of get gun-shy about how you act in the pocket or making a decision.
Yep.
One of the main detractors on Dalton is that sometimes he doesn't let the play develop. He'll throw a little too fast before the receiver's ready. Mm-hmm. But that was also an offensive line problem.
Yep. When you have a defensive, you know, end or defensive tackle in your face, you're going to want to get rid of the ball and get it out of your hands and not take that punishing, ginormous hit. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, having said all that, we know the roster, we know how it looks, we know what the schedule looks like. What do you think the 2013 year has in store for the Cincinnati Bengals this year? Repeat of last year and making to the playoffs for three straight years?
I think it's actually pretty possible because, I mean, they're strong enough and sneaky enough to where they can sneak up and grab a wild card in the last week. Or, I mean, division, but it, you know, it's possible if the Ravens had a down year based off the personnel swap. But I think, I mean, the way they've kind of been, you know, 500 three of the last 4 years, well, 10-6, 9-7, 10-6. I think you got to put them between 8 and 10 wins. I'll go ahead and say that I think I'm going to put them at 8-8 and maybe on the outside looking in for a wild card. Yeah.
I see Cincinnati this year as the second best team in this division. I think Baltimore is really, really going to go down quickly because they lost, a tremendous amount of talent. I honestly don't see Baltimore making the playoffs this year, but we'll talk about that later in the week. I see Cincinnati as probably finishing second to the Steelers in this division. I really see them as a strong candidate to be 10-6 again this year. And with a few key wins, I don't see an 11-5 season being out of the realm of possibility. I think they have a lot of talent. I think it's a lot of young talent, and I think they can come together this year and put together a really, really strong performance.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely within the realm. You know, we got them pretty much right there at 8, 9, 10, 11 wins. Yeah. I mean, they're growing.
Yeah.
And with a, you know, with the question mark on Dalton may be answered as soon as AJ Green starts to develop, because he's got the potential to be the next Calvin Johnson. He's just not quite there yet.
Yep, I agree. He's got Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, the law firm, running the ball to hand off to. So I think I really
love watching that guy run. He used to light it up so much in New England that it was a steal to get him.
I agree 100%. I really am looking forward to this team. I don't know if I've ever said that about the Cincinnati Bengals, but I think this is a team, as just a fan of the NFL in general, being able to watch this team develop is going to be fantastic to watch this season and the seasons to come if they keep playing like this. But
yeah,
I believe
that should be very exciting to watch, and it's going to be a great division. Yep.
Well, that's all we got on the Cincinnati Bengals for this edition, start of week two for 32 for 32. Join us tomorrow as we'll be breaking down the Cleveland Browns. Unfortunately, 32 for 32 is going to consist of some subpar teams like the Cleveland Browns.
if we can bring a fun factor and talk about how excited. The Bengals could be. You got to wait till what I got on the Browns, because I got a lot of positives about the Browns. This could turn into them too.
All right. We'll see. For Jeremy and Bryce, Billy and Daniel had the night off. They apparently have more important stuff to do. But for Jeremy and Bryce, this has been Sports Club, guys. Thanks for listening.